The Catholic Diocese of Orange, California, has settled 87 alleged cases of clergy sexual abuse. The settlement amount is officially sealed, but a source told NPR the church will pay more than the record $85 million it paid in Boston last year to more than 500 abuse victims. Rob Schmitz of member station KPCC in Los Angeles reports.
After hours of waiting in a cramped hallway outside a courtroom in downtown Los Angeles, several groups of alleged victims began to cry and console each other as news of a settlement started to spread. They congregated behind Bishop Todd Brown as he announced the settlement.
We will be able to fairly compensate the victims and at the same time enable the church, our church, to continue its ministry of service to the entire community.
Brown told those present he intended to send each victim a personal letter seeking forgiveness and reconciliation. Other terms of the settlement were not disclosed, and parties are under a strict gag order imposed by Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Owen Lee Kwong. But a participant in the settlement negotiations told NPR that the sum would exceed the record $85 million paid to 552 plaintiffs in Boston in 2003. Joelle Castix, one of the alleged victims, says it's a tremendous day for survivors of sexual abuse.
There's a great deal of solace in listening to the bishop say, "I'm sorry, and here's what I'm doing." And the personal letter of apology is what broke me into tears. And what the shameful thing is that had that happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago with some of the older cases, we wouldn't have had to be here.
And not every alleged victim could be there. Sherida Ruiz waited late into the evening on behalf of her 35-year-old son, Chris. 25 years ago, Father Siegfried Widera took a special interest in Chris, just days after presiding over his father's funeral mass.
So normally I would tell my son to come out of his room and say hi, but eventually Father Widera would come over and say, "Oh, don't bother him, let him do his homework, I'm just going to pop in and say hi to him." And that's when the abuse started in our home.
Widera allegedly sexually abused Chris on a regular basis for the next year. Stories like this have made the Diocese of Orange the most recent epicenter for the Roman Catholic clergy sex abuse scandal. For Ruiz, the settlement means her family will have enough money to pay for therapy, something they haven't been able to afford.
I'd like to say it's a relief, but it's not going to be any better for our family. The hurt's always going to be there. The money is just probably a recognition that it happened, and if it helps any one of the survivors to get on with their life in some small way, then I think that's a good thing.
The Diocese of Orange agreement represents the first group settlement of nearly 850 clergy sexual abuse lawsuits pending in California. It could serve as a blueprint for the resolution of nearly 500 claims pending against the Archdiocese of Los Angeles, the nation's largest. All parties in this suit have yet to finalize settlement documents. That's expected next week when the final settlement amount will be disclosed. For Day to Day, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.